Do you want to just walk the numbers through the few amendments that are there that are suggested? Let's see what and then we can then discuss.
Good morning, honorable members. Good day. I'm sorry, it's good day, not morning. Normally we start at 10 or 12, but to me it's in the morning. Anyway, just to say on page 1.4. I've just checked my attendance register just to make sure that everybody was there before the committee is noted. So I have copies here. I have a list of the details from the NPA.
They were all there except
Lord Cuffing, but they had copies. Yeah, so I have those people, so I was there making those changes after that. And then.
Sorry, will that include the
law? Legal Aid Association, Human Rights Commission, Public Protector, all of those. And then if you go to page 4.7, you'll see that we delete a reference to the Superior Court Bill and related Constitutional Amendment and the Justice Court Bill. We just simply say the related legislation. And then 2.15 there, yeah, just some minor changes there. So you see that there was reference to the trafficking in persons bill. So the bill there has been tabled, introduced and referred to the committee. That is the change that we make there. And if you go to, I think it's just quick seven to the job there. Remembering the program for them, that will be the number 2.4, and then 4.1 will just indicate that the NDPP presented the service plan.
Where are you now?
On page 8.
I want to query then.
What is now? And what is now 4.3? The NDPP clarified the NPA's legislative mandate. I suggest we all just say he gave his interpretation of it. That was exactly the difficulty. Or some other phrasing.
What are you currently here? It's got clarified. So what do you want us to say?
I want us to say something like...
Explain
or the document is written with the usual intelligence. There's nothing wrong with it. This is not what happened. The NDPP clarifies the NPA legislative mandate is not what occurred. And so we should say something like, gave his interpretation or his understanding of the NPA legislative mandate or something similar.
Yeah, do you want to comment to respond to that? No? Yeah, I wasn't there, you see.
I think the person, I have no problem with that thing. Unless other members.
Sorry, what is the wording?
Gave an interpretation.
Yeah, we're yes.
Oh,
yeah? Gave an interpretation of
they are old interpretations.
I don't think you should put old. I want us to avoid the word old. I want us to say the interpretation. But then it allows all of us to interpret. So try. Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. I think the rest of the page, there's nothing much there, so the font and omitting. At 5.2, then there we just indicate that the chairperson and the CEO are presented. The same will apply to 5.3 and 5.4. It will be the chairperson and the acting CEO of the Human Rights Commission, the Public Protector 5.4. I think even 6.1, there nothing much has changed there.
Yep, sorry. It was just this issue of the comparison with 209.10 and the fact that the Gender Commission has been taken away. So it's apples and pears. So you're still talking about 6.9% more than in 209.10, but is that 6.9% after the Gender Commission was taken away from 09 and 10, or is it including the global Gender Commission amount in 09 and 10?
No,
sorry, because if it's inclusive of the Gender Commission, then it's comparing apples to pears.
Oh.
You know, you can't make that comparison. It's actually higher.
Mm.
So
because the Gender Commission has migrated with its
money.
With its money. That's their service there.
Has the appropriation law been accordingly adapted?
Yes.
Is that
under the woman? Not under
our
right. So Chair, what I would suggest is under that section, you know, that maybe it is it receives that. I think we need to indicate that it is the Gender Commission is now no longer part of this budget, and then make out the increase of the budget versus last year's budget minus the Gender Commission, and that should then give us the proper percentage reflection.
Okay.
Okay, I think there's nothing more on this page, and page 11. And then page 12, 7.1. Yeah, I think that is where the reform change in 7.1, the Congress consent of the department has reported that if allocation is decreased, creating real challenges for it. I think that is what I don't think maybe there will be some comment on that one, but that is the information that we received from the department.
Yeah, go on.
The following page, nothing has changed. I think the change will be in page 14, 7.10. The last sentence they will read the committee in terms of the department to brief it on this. I think that is the only change.
What?
7.10 on page 14. I think that is about the 7-point plan. We are saying that that is about the review of the criminal civil justice system. We haven't heard anything about that, so we'll be requesting the department to come and brief us on that. I think on 7.14, it seems that the committee says together they're finally progressing the building of a high court in Limpopo. And then the absence of high costs in Limpopo and Mpumalanga and the deposit of some, if not many, costs remain major concerns. It was told that the building of a high court in Mpumalanga is at the planning stage. And then it says the committee is baffled at the lack of progress.
Oh, that's very nice.
And then
you like that? Baffled.
I
don't
put it in your face.
Yeah.
I'm not impressed at all. You can
press.
I would like it to be to read that the committee is concerned
Deeply.
Yeah, deeply and highly concerned.
Angry.
Very interesting.
Highly concerned. Highly concerned. That's the right thing. In fact, that's the right thing.
Mine is on the NPA, which is at the bottom of the paragraph.
Well, may I just ask something on the quote? The dependent on the... Alright,
sorry. Yeah.
Wow.
No, but you claim it's on the same point.
Well, it's under 714, it's at the bottom of the paragraph. The committee did not find the NPA's explanation for not having opposition in 4.4 unsatisfactory. It requests that the NPA look into this matter urgently. Look, I don't know if you were paid off, but the word should be satisfactory. But I think the issue, though, was it's not so much not having officers. We want a section, or whatever they would call it, and you have to check on the wording, like they've got for Gauteng South. So they've already, as NPA, dividing Gauteng into North and South. We don't find the explanation for not having a Limpopo section and a Mpumalanga section, as they do for Gauteng South, satisfactory. That's the thing. But you just have to look at the wording. I'm not sure what they call it. Because the problem is, at the moment, dockets have to go from Messina to Pretoria for a decision. Okay, whereas they should just go to Polokwane. And they said that, and you know, their travel costs and things like that. And why they haven't done it, we don't know. We're baffled.
And just lastly, and please, I need help here. In the middle of that paragraph, while recognizing that the department is dependent on the Department of Public Works for this, we did deal in the various hearings with who pays. Does the Department of Public Works pay for the port buildings? If so, why do we have an item in our budget, and it's ring fenced, that may not be spent on anything else, of 480 million for port building? So it's possibly just my own confusion, but if someone can help me, because we are dependent on public works for what? I do remember asking justice, what justice pays for and what public works pays for, and I think the answer was that the maintenance, the ongoing maintenance at the court, comes out of justice, and that building out of, or is it precisely the other way around?
What's our collective memory? I'm not sure, but I my sense is that public works carries out the actual implementation. In other words, the various departments budget for their, let's say, in this case, our justice budget for buildings, and then they indicate the need, and then public works go out and look for the suitable things to do at the land. And once that is secured, I think the department just then transfers the money to public works to actually implement. That I could be wrong,
it
again, but it looks like that. That's how it sounds.
Yeah, I think I agree with you on that, but I would like to say no.
Let's just turn that.
I think I agree with Comrade Chatterton on this, but I would like to say, you know, if you give money, you've got to monitor and supervise this usage. So it's incumbent upon the department to make sure that public works does what he's given money to do.
We are going to be doing that, isn't it? Over the committee. And the committee, the committee is going to be doing. But this is our budget, isn't it? So we must have the department to account. Under the normal procedure. For them to account, they'll have to be able to, they'll have to pursue where the money goes. But I don't know how we put it down there. we're talking in relation to drafting of the report. So what do we say there? What is there is adequate in my view. For now.
Yeah,
okay. Let's move on.
The point that we talked about the comment about the lack of progress. Are we changing this to
No. We're
the concept.
Yeah.
Okay. I think page 15 and 16, I don't see anything worse there on the...
Tina?
Maybe Romano could just explain to me what the difference is between an official and a staff member. or anyone else, I'm not sure where it came from, but you know, we thank the heads, you know, the public protector, etc. And then all those officials and staff members. Now, I'm not sure of those people who appeared before us, which was an official staff member.
Okay. Let me just say maybe the intention wasn't very clear. I think the intention was to cover, you know, the heads and the officials, and then obviously, you know, the parliamentary, whatever, staff members. I think that is what is supposed to be conveyed. I think that there is some correction that is going to come from.
Christina, him sitting up in the air, like a mirror.
Your own interpretation?
No, I'm just trying to learn about, because we have the public protector, we have the Standards and Human Rights Commission, and Legal Aid South Africa, and I'm not too sure about the word non-officials, but officials can appear to be public service, and we need to go and check if we're right.
I've heard the explanation. I withdraw it. If the members of the chapter nines are not staff of the chapter nines are not officials, then it's correct.
I had my own interpretation of that.
Yeah.
Well, I want to let's round up Stola and then Ismail.
Chairperson, I just want in the future, on page 13, you know, I have read a lot of the departmental reports. They are very fond of thanking OPA and the Auditor General. I've got a problem with that. We can thank the Auditor General. But you see, as a committee, when we start thanking OPA, we are admitting that we do our work because it is our department. Recommendations, it's page 13. In actual fact, recommendations should come from here, and if we're doing our work properly and the department doing their work properly, they should end up with us. It's not a good thing for a department to go to scope, and we should not be seen to be loving or encouraging it, because it is, scope is a committee where
sinners
go, you know, and this we should be responsible to look after our department and make sure it doesn't end up there.
I think she's saying for future purposes.
For future.
Yeah. We need to. We should not be seen to encourage department to look forward towards the period before.
Oh no, I agree.
I think that's
no,
the,
no,
that's
no,
the
no,
point.
No.
That's Honourable Smart?
Yes, I wondered if in paragraph 7.18 we shouldn't deal differently with that, because we end up sounding so baffled and puzzled and powerless. 7.18 is our reaction to the NDPP's plan. And I wondered whether from the middle onwards, in addition, but it starts with the committee received the NPA strategic plan very late, true. Middle of
7.18.
Second thing, the committee received the NPN strategic plan very late, correct? And feels it was not given sufficient time to engage thoroughly on its implications. Why is it so such a thing? It sounds like such an avoidance, not necessary to say. In addition, the status of the plans is unclear to the committee, pending the outcome of a meeting between the minister and the NDPP in late April to discuss the matter. Surely we should say, because this report is dated today, the status of the plans must be, well, the plan must be considered to be suspended, or however you want to phrase it. Must we remain with pending the meeting, or the meeting has taken place and stop has been put to the plans? So surely we need to say something else. The plans must be considered to be suspended.
No.
No.
What we should be saying is that the plans were subject to the approval. That's the essence of what it is. But so that's the sense that we're trying to say. Now let's formulate it.
May I just say, the plans are subject to our approval and our voting of the money. And that is what should come through, and what should come through is that we want to see a whole new...
Look, I...
Let's pick up that mic there.
I don't... I mean, we do vote the money, but in a sense, the structuring, we don't have the organogram, we don't have a say on. But in any event, I mean, I agree with Dean's point. Late April has passed. This is... what's it now, 4 May. But the changes, I agree and disagree in some things. Okay, we say we received strategic plan very late. That did not give us enough time to properly consider it, and I think we should say that. So it's written here, and it was not given sufficient time to engage thoroughly on its implications. So I don't have a problem with that. I would maybe say received very late, and therefore did not have sufficient time to engage thoroughly with it, to consider it and its implications, something like that. Then the status of the restructuring. I don't think we are in a position to say where it is. We had the input from the National Director. When the question was put on one aspect only to the minister, he said he knew nothing about it. We've then read in the newspaper about things that happened at that meeting, but we haven't been formally briefed. So I don't think we can express a statement of fact on the status because we haven't been told. So I think the issue is that I don't know if we can take it much further than expressing concern. And being unclear as to where things are, we haven't been briefed, and that we want an urgent briefing soon.
And the strategic plans, presumably.
Well, we want an urgent briefing. We don't know. You know, I read about things in the paper. We haven't been told as parliamentary committee, this is what happened between the minister and the national director.
I think we should leave it there. I think we should leave it there at DJ's point, and say. Because there's an agreement between the minister and the National Prosecutor Authority that the plans had not been finalized. By the way, one of the reasons why the election to come before us was that they had not briefed the minister. But we pulled them because we felt we had to get them to be here. We put through the whip, and we got through to the NDP and told them that if you don't come, you are in trouble. So what we were dealing with were plans which had not been submitted to the minister for that now. And we can just say, because they briefed us late, we had no enough time to consider them, and therefore the committee was not able just to say what you are saying, to make up its mind as to the full implications. And that, given that, we need an urgent resubmission.
What are we doing with the
sentence
that stuff in addition to that?
Well, I'm not drafting, but just That's what we make.
I think the trick lies in Jefferson, in what status then do we attach to NPA presentation for the purpose of adoption of the budget tomorrow. I think that's what the trick is. Because when you say we endorse the budget, we are saying we've looked at the entire strategic plan. On the basis of what we have looked at, therefore, we are asking you to endorse the budget. Now, this material element, which is NPA and its status, how is it articulated for that purpose? I think that's a challenge we have to discuss and clarify. Secondly, I just want to throw another issue that ideally, that at the time when you call the NPA to come to present strategy, it is not acceptable by that time that they do not have a strategy. I'm not sure if I'm putting myself across. At that time, generally, it doesn't make sense. Why by that time? So the question is, the silly question that comes, how did you get the budget allocated? So the point I'm trying to make, I sense that it was more naughty and out of order on their side to actually communicate to us in the manner they did. Because there's no way that they would be given money on the basis of having nothing. So we need therefore to say, one, tomorrow we're endorsing the budget. There's that material element of the NPA situation. How do we pronounce on that for the purpose of the adoption of the budget tomorrow?
Yeah.
I think that's exactly right. We only vote, however, on the 20th, I think now the 26th, it used to be the 27th. And I will certainly be saying from our side, there's no way we support this portion of the 2.4 billion until we've seen a proper plan. So I think that is the situation, but we only vote on the 26th. That may affect your position. My position is I won't support the thing overall. Much though I support services, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know what I'm working
on. No, I think it doesn't change the summary that we're making, which is we got the plan late and therefore unable to make informed opinion about the plan. And that nevertheless, talking about the majority opinion here, would be supporting the budget. And however, we need a plan. We do need a plan as soon as possible, which has been approved by the minister. That's exactly what it should be. A plan discussed and approved. Discussed with and approved by the minister.
In my view, we also have to approve that the NPA is accountable on under the NPA Act.
You see, that accountability does not bypass the minister. Should not bypass the minister. That's my view. But we are saying we are looking for the plan ourselves from the NPA. Its plan would have been passed following engagement with the manager. So that when that plan comes, we want the plan as Parliament, ourselves as the committee, want the plan. The plan which would have gone through the normal processes within the Ministry of Justice. I think that's the point one is making. So that we can then, when the plan comes, then it triggers what the Honorable Smart is talking about, accountability to Parliament, because we'll then interrogate the plan when it comes. I don't know if, I think that, you know?
Yeah, I'm not sure why Dean is saying we've got to approve the plan. I don't think we've got the power to do that. We can hear about the plan, we can pass comments on the plan.
We vote money or not?
And we vote money, yes. But I mean, when it comes to restructuring of the department, I mean, Parliament doesn't approve that restructuring. So I hear what you're saying. I hope we're not that far apart. But formally, I don't think we have the power to approve the plan.
I think it's not worth dealing with it here, which is what the chairman was saying.
Mm.
For now.
Because you see, what is going to happen, what I'm picking up here, is that in the debate, the DA is going to express certain opinions, which Honorable Dean has mentioned. But I don't hear her saying we are not at this committee stage proceeding with this budget. But there will be issues which will be raised. so that by the time, I don't know when there is next time. When is the debate?
Tomorrow. But the actual vote is on the 26th?
Yeah, so there is time. But I would not put that much heat in terms of time frames, but I would insist that we need a plan as a matter of evidence. And I suspect that they would have dealt with the plan by now.
I hope so. I mean, all of those prophecies need to know where they stand in terms of their employment.
No. I'm not talking about the plan at an operational level. No. That's the one area we should not even go. We must deal with policy, structure, but operations, no.
Can I erase something?
Yeah.
So that we clear this, because that's what I was getting worried about. Because there's a difference to this thing about the strategic plan and restructuring. Restructuring is an element of the NPA strategic plan. Now, if we talk about the NPA strat plan,
yes. Okay.
It's either we say, in essence, we think they deserve, we need to allocate that budget to their strategic plan. But however, we can express our concerns about particular APCDs, which we hope to engage with as the year, what you call, unfolds. And if there's a need to reach any pronouncement, we'll reach that pronouncement at the appropriate of the court time. But in the meantime, we think the content of the Australian Journal requires that they be allocated in a budget. And on that basis, you endorse the budget. What I'm trying to say is that there's a difference between restriction. The other thing I wanted to also clarify, in my understanding, is that by normal standards, their plan must be endorsed in the department. Indirectly, we also endorse the plan when we recommend the budget. When you recommend the budget, you presuppose that you did look at the plan. Now you are saying we endorse the budget because you are happy with the plan. And I'm saying, from the I think I like the way the chairman is trying to manage the view expressed by Honorable Smart and by himself, that from the, I know that majority view would be that based on the presentation they gave to us, we would want to endorse their budget in total, but we would want to a further engagement to fully satisfy ourselves with whatever
NPA
elements that
NPA
would be
NPA.
Yeah.
Why don't I make it easier for you, sir? I'll just say, for the purposes of this report, you may or may not have to know. And so that the formulation doesn't become another hot hour discussion. Because I don't, the reason being that I was saying, because surely you're not going to say this report is going to cause a vote.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, no, that's fine. No, it's okay. That's I'm comfortable with that. And then in the debate, then Dean will then bring. And then I think what we are going to then do subsequent to all this is to debate this big issue, because they're important for just even just for ourselves. For instance, how far does oversight go? in terms of looking at the operations of NPA. Another fundamental question, what is the right of a new administrator to have his own support staff? You know, those sort of things. So those are issues which we can't resolve here and now. But for now, I think I'm comfortable with Dean abstaining, and then we pass in this along the lines that we formulate it along the lines that we are saying. Whilst we are not over the cloud with the plans, whatever, we need that. So I'm not formulating that. I'm summarizing. I'm closing. I think the formulations. Formulations have come through. So I want to thank the committee, I think, for passing this vote. So I'm formally putting the motion to the budget vote to the committee to pass the report. And we note the abstention by the DA. And the rest is yay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you very much.
The
eye. Thank
you. I think it should be calling them to come and because if you look at that, there is